That's a theme many radio listeners here in Washington, D.C. know well. It is the big broadcast on public radio member station WAMU, hosted by Ed Walker. But now, the end of an era. Walker is retiring this week following a cancer diagnosis. This closes out a broadcasting career that spans over 60 years.
For the past quarter century, Walker's show celebrated the golden age of radio, featuring serials from the 30s and the 40s, like Dragnet, Our Miss Brooks, and Gunsmoke. The 83-year-old Walker's show is regularly ranked number one in its time slot, and as he told NPR in an interview last year, his audience is surprisingly young.
I get a lot of requests, believe it or not, from kids. They have television, but I've gotten emails that say, we don't even turn the television on Sunday night. And they love it because with the good sound effects and everything like that, it is, like somebody referred to radio as the theater of the mind, which it is.
Walker got into radio while attending American University here in Washington, D.C. Back in 1951, he was one of the founding members of the campus station, which became WAMU. For Walker, who was born blind, radio just came naturally.
Radio was everything to me. Not being able to see the sound on radio was important. Radio took the place of comic books and newspapers and the funnies and all that stuff. So I grew up with it. Like, I'd go to bed maybe after 10 o'clock at night. Bob Hope, I guess, was on at 10 o'clock, and some of the others that I would listen to as I went to sleep. It didn't matter. I just listened to everything I could get.
Ah, thank you so much. How do you do, ladies and gentlemen? This is the Pepsodent Kid, Bob Hope.
And from Bob Hope to Bing Crosby to Lauren Bacall and beyond, Walker has spent his career bringing a bygone era back to life and giving listeners a much-needed break from the daily grind.
Well, hi again, everybody. It's time for the big broadcast again, Sunday night. So if you have any problems that you face in the week to come, don't worry about them. If you have any problems left over from last week, forget them. They're gone and done with, okay? For now, we just want to revel in the memories of that wonderful golden age of radio from the 30s, 40s, and 50s. So settle back, relax, and get ready to enjoy the big broadcast.
Ed Walker hosts the big broadcast one last time this Sunday.